Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Whoa, like, hot guys are voting crazy. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, like, Taylor, it's like we're so programmed to think, like, yeah, oh, obviously, like, that I'm would just, like, be their preference. I'm but shook. Now it's like, all right, eat your carbs, girls.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here with special guest Paige Norris.
Hello, everybody.
I feel like I always say Paige Norris.
It's funny because you're not the only person that says that. Like, everyone seems
it's never
to.
Never just Paige.
Nobody does that. And I didn't know. Like, I think it's kind of been like a thing. And my friend Annie always introduced me like, it's Paige Norris.
Yeah,
my
it's Paige Norris.
So I think it's just kind of stuck that it's never just Paige.
Wait, people what was your, what's your YouTube name?
Hearts and Halls.
Okay, so it's not, it's Paige Norris.
No.
Okay.
But I have a second channel that's it's Paige Norris.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I actually have a few friends that from back home, actually, and here, that they tell me they're like, we only call you Taylor King. Like, it's not Taylor. It's oh yeah, Taylor King.
I kind of like that. I feel like it's like you're more of like a persona. Like, you're not just like a Taylor or like a Kate or like
well,
whatever.
Same with you.
No, but it's cool. Yeah. It's like more of a statement piece name. I
that's
like
funny.
It.
Do you know what like my friends call me back home?
TK?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like it's like such a cute, easy like TK. Like, you know? I definitely feel like that would be born out of like a sport or like competitive environment. Yeah. Like, come on, TK. Like, let's go TK.
Like, no, when I was like little and I did gymnastics full time, people would call me Tay Tay. Like,
I think
but that was like when I was really little.
But Tay Tay is like a perfect gymnastics like younger nickname. Like, you just you just morphed into like all the different like nicknames as time has gone on.
It's so funny. But I actually I have a few friends that call me it here, which I like.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. It reminds me of home.
Yeah.
Do you have a nickname?
My name's kind of short, so it's not really like sometimes my aunt or uncle will call me like Pagey.
Yeah.
But it's I feel like I'm gonna think of this like later. I'm
yeah.
Like, that's my nickname, but I don't have one that like comes to mind right away, I guess.
I love nicknames. Like totally. When I meet someone, I love like having a nickname for them.
Yes.
And I feel like when people call you by your nickname, like you're tight.
Yeah, and it feels like more like sentimental.
All right, well, now that you guys know what our thoughts are on
nicknames.
Let me like brag a little bit about Paige.
Oh, yeah.
So she, you're from Southern California.
Yeah, I'm from Redondo Beach.
Okay, yeah. She's from Redondo Beach, California. Whoop, whoop. And I met her through FITM. She's a digital media student as well. She just recently graduated.
Yes.
Which is so sick. And let me just tell you, she's like one of those people that is so creative and like detail oriented. Oh. Like, I'm serious. And she gives off this awesome, I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but I posted this like graphic of her because I'm going to start doing that for my guests. And it was like so screaming her, like she's so 90s baby. She's literally wearing an NSYNC shirt right now.
I kind of wore
you're
this
very
because
on brand.
it kind of your graphic like inspired me to like tap into my brand.
No, she's so dope. Like, she's always showing me like new Instagram accounts to follow. We're always like trying to create content together. Very creative and just all around great gal. So is there, do you want to like tell a little bit about yourself other than kind of what I just said?
Maybe
something that I don't even know.
Probably,
or,
I guess.
Well, okay. She also had a YouTube. Mm-hmm. She still does.
Yeah.
But she was popping on YouTube. Was it like a few years ago?
Yeah. I'm 23 now and I probably at least significantly slowed down when I was like 19. So I'd say for like about 4 years, I was like super, super active.
And how many people like, and not to be weird, but like how many people were watching you?
Well, subscriber-wise, like, my highest number was probably, like, 60,000.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because I even had, like, a separate account, and
was it, like, a vlog channel?
Yeah, it was, like, a vlog. It was literally my kind of, like, I'm going to do whatever, and I don't really care. And that has, like, 3,000 subscribers, and, I mean, even that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like, even friends... just friends from back home that don't take, like, everyone here, like, has a following.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone in LA.
True.
It's like, oh, yo, what's your gram? Like, I when I get someone's Instagram, I expect them to have, like, 20K.
At least, like, 10K. That's kind of, like, the normal number in LA.
Yeah.
Like,
but back home, it's, like, 500,000 is, like, a normal number.
Right.
So, anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that we're really, what's the word? We're really teaching the Midwest listeners about the YouTube and social media world in LA. But I just kind of wanted to show like how many people actually watch you because it's a big deal.
Yeah. I'd say like my average view count would be like 2,000 to 4,000 yeah. views per video. But if I was doing something really like...
But you had some videos that went off though.
Yeah.
Right?
I did... My most popular video is like a DIY tattoo choker necklace. It has like a million views. It's like my only video,
I think. A million views.
It's funny though, Taylor, because like to me, I'm like, oh, whatever. Like all my other friends from YouTube have like a million views on every video.
I'll have a friend be like, wow, oh my gosh, like you have like so many listeners or whatever. And I'm like, girl, my freaking best friend has like probably five times more than I do. You know, we should be proud of ourselves.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But I think it's kind of easy for it to get like lost in the shuffle, numbers and like, but you're right. Like that's pretty impressive.
That's a lot.
Especially for someone who is just kind of like making videos in their room, like to 90s music. Like,
if I had 60K followers, I'd be like, pretty happy right now.
It's funny.
I am happy right now, but like
it's funny because anytime I talk to people, like it's, I feel like other people see it in me more than I do, because I'm not really like a flashy type person or very like numbers driven. Like I think after being in LA and seeing so many people that are, I'm like, I don't want to be that person. Like I don't really give a fuck, you know. But I like, it's cool to know that many people like are interested in what you have to say and like the stuff you're producing.
That's kind of what I think, unfortunately, and it's also a blessing and a curse, but the reason why I wanted to ask the number of people that were watching is because clearly you were doing something cool. You know what I mean? You were doing something that people were infatuated with and they wanted to watch you and keep up with you. And I think that is... deserves to have a little like credit behind it.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. I think sometimes, especially in the space I'm in now, like it's nice to like hear other people's perspective and like kind of how they view me, because especially like on the YouTube world, because I don't know, it's just kind of something that I think when you're in a creative process and you really have like the full creative ability to do whatever you want, it's easy for you to kind of get in your own head and be like, oh, well, like people wouldn't want to hear this. So they wouldn't want to see that. And then to kind of get recognition, especially from people who like you that like I love, and I love like the kind of stuff you like. And I obviously like trust your opinion. Yeah. I know you're not just like feeding me BS. Like, you know, it's just different. It's like, it's cool when you get perspective from people that you really respect and that, like their style and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We were just talking about that. I was going to say off camera, but off the mic.
Off pod.
And we were saying how it means a lot when someone's work that you value like critiques your work, because it's, you know, that it's a really valuable opinion. You know? It's not just like my mom like rooting me on.
Right. And like creative people who like have a similar line of vision as you like there are tons of really creative, really talented people, but your styles might not like align or you might not like the same thing. So not saying that it means any less coming from them. It's just like, I don't know, maybe more motivating.
Well, they're good for other opinions.
Absolutely.
Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about your YouTube journey? Because it's interesting to me.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, like, my YouTube journey started earlier than I kind of, like, thought it did. Mm-hmm. It's funny because actually when I was applying to the digital media program, it's actually kind of when I made like this huge connection to like film in my life and how it's always been something I've wanted to do.
Yeah.
So like just kind of a quick recap, like when I was growing up, my dad always had a video camera in front of my face, like literally always.
Really?
Like,
yeah. So you have a ton of home videos.
Oh my God. So
I have the
many.
Most embarrassing home videos. I was a psycho kid, but like,
well,
I'm so
I was
psycho.
Definitely not a psycho kid. I was crazy. Probably psycho because I was so quiet. My sister was the psycho kid.
I was like always like dancing, like running around with my shirt off,
totally
like crazy, like out by the pool.
Oh my God, I love it.
And my mom would like get me without even me knowing. Maybe I'll share them someday.
That would be fun. I would actually love to see those.
But so you were, he had a video camera on your
always,
face.
Always, always, always. And you always hear me, Daddy, can I have the camera? Daddy, can I play the camera? And of course he would like never really let me because I'd watch the footage of
Isn't
me playing
the weirdest
camera.
Thing?
Yeah.
That's so weird to think that you were like, can I play? Can I play?
I literally would be like I would vlog before that was like a thing. Be like, Devin, say blah, blah, blah. What are we doing? Like, yeah. It's always, like, just fun and, like, for memories. And, like I said, when I was making my entry video, I, like, started putting the pieces together. Like, whoa, like, this has kind of been set up for me. And I had just didn't know at all.
So cool.
Yeah. So I kind of started initially by, you can probably find this video if you look really hard, but my best friend and I at the time, like, in probably, like, middle school, like, early high school, and we just get super bored, and we started, like, recreating music videos, like, frame by frame, like, and I would make, like, a shot list before I even knew what a shot list was, because I'd be, like, from 30 seconds to 30 seconds.
I have to stop you. What? Because she, I can so see you doing this, she's so anal about following, like, the plan. Like, if she has a vision, so one time we had a photo shoot in my house, and she came in with, like, literally every prop that I probably even mentioned that I forgot I mentioned. Yeah. And, yeah, like, she goes off with that stuff.
It's,
so,
yeah, it's funny, I can see you, like, doing that. If I'll be really DF, but if I have, like, a certain vision, like, it will be executed to the T, or I can't sleep at night.
See, I'm way more, like, as we're going, and, like, let's say we don't have something, I'm like, oh, whatever, like, we'll change it and do something else.
Oh, my God, no, I'll freak out.
I know.
No, like, we will stop what we're doing. Go get the,
I'm like it's
prop.
Okay. No. It's okay. We'll come up with something else.
I'm like, no. Like, it needs to be, like, how I see it, or it's, like, not going. It's weird, because
that's probably a good thing. It's probably not good that I...
Honestly, okay, like, it's just interesting because, like, you have really cool stuff too that turns out, like, just as great. So it's like, I think it's just like everyone has their own way of, like, doing things. Yours is probably way, way better for, like, being on set and stuff, because a lot of the times, things can't go according to plan.
See, I was just thinking how, well, that's a good perspective, but I was thinking how it'd be worse because I don't stick to the script, which means the writer and the executive producer would be salty.
True. But sometimes you got to change things on the fly and, like, adapt to the change. That sounds like you'd be good at that. I'd be like, what do you mean? We're supposed to have this.
This,
like,
is why we probably need to work together.
Exactly. Well, we balance each other out.
So you got into YouTube. You made it's called Hearts and Halls.
Yeah. Okay. So
what does that mean?
Okay. So my first kind of venture on YouTube was, like, recreating the music videos, but I didn't really, like, think that much of it. It was never to get views. It was literally just because we were bored and had, like, nothing else to do, and it brought us a lot of joy. Like, we loved watching it back. So I didn't, like, watch beauty YouTubers or anything like that. And actually, my friend Kayla, who I made the music videos with, like, I'd come over and she'd always be watching, like, Juicy Star 07.
Oh yeah, Juicy Star 07.
Yeah, but that was like pretty much one of the only people to really watch at that time. And I was always like, what are you watching? What are you doing? Like, you know. And then she kind of got me into it, and then I started watching these people, and I, like, not to get super, like, deep and dark, but, like, I had a really, really, really shitty kind of, like, messed up adolescent, like, not a childhood, but more, like, middle school to, like, high school.
It's a hard time for a lot of people.
Yeah, but, like, my home life was just, like, really shitty, and, like, I was basically, like, cooped up in my room all the time.
Yeah.
So...
It's, like, a creative outlet for you?
So I was, like, watching all these YouTube videos, and I was like, fuck it, I can make this. Like, whatever. Like, and so I started just making, like... Oh my God, they're so bad. They're like really just like really long, like kind of cringy like videos on my MacBook.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't have those?
Right. But it was cool that I was just like putting myself out there. And then I kind of did that for like a year. I had less than 100 subscribers. Like, everyone thinks that it just kind of like happens. Like, it didn't happen like that for me by any means. Yeah. I think I was lucky if I had like 50 subscribers after like a year of posting all the time. And then... It was funny because I was watching a girl's video and Laguna Beach Love 10 Nostalgia, shout out. I was watching one of her videos. It was called like Hollister Horror Story. And she was like talking about this like horrible experience she had with Hollister. And she said something about the Del Amo Mall. And the Del Amo Mall is like really close to me and not like a really common mall that people talk about. And so I like sent her a message on YouTube. Like, I don't even know if you can still do that. But
someone was just saying that. That's so funny.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But like... I used to communicate with people like that all the time. So I sent her a message. I was like, hey, like, I swear I'm not really creepy. Like, I just heard you mention like the Del Amo Mall. Like, it's kind of rare that people talk about that. Like, do you live around here? And she's like, yeah, I live in Palos Verdes. And at the time, that's where I lived. And I was like, are you serious? Like, yeah. No way. And I didn't think she was going to want to hang out because, like, I didn't have, like, a lot of subscribers at the time. And, yeah. like, she definitely had, like, a following. So we, like, ended up meeting up. And honestly, it was probably, like, a little awkward in the beginning. Yeah. But, like, we just kind of quickly formed, like, a friendship. And she wow. really, like, taught me the ropes of YouTube. And I really helped her. Like, I helped her film. Uh-huh. And I think, like, this is kind of, like, a random, like, tip. But just for, like, all those people that are, like, out there, like, wondering, like, how do I get started and stuff? Like, never ask someone for, like, a shout out. Like, no, I think the best way to do that is, like, give them something and then they'll probably want to give you something back in return. And yeah. don't do it for that reason, but uh-huh. like, if you at least, like, have something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
So you're not just taking, like, exactly. you want to, like, have a give and take and, like, be able yeah. to, like,
and you want to feel wanted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of really when things, like, started taking off for me. I collabed with her a lot and I put a lot of work into her videos and my videos and they kind of correlate. And then, like, I kind of just started building my own.
So sick.
Yeah. It was really great. And, like, I think now collabs are more like business. Yeah. It was always just like, oh, like, let's go hang out and, like, possibly film a video together. Yeah. Like, it was never like
how well, also, now. To be fair, when you're young and in high school, you're not really paying for stuff. You don't have to true. Make your own money.
Very true.
Now people need to spend their time making money, you know?
I also think it's really hard to find, like, authentic people because I'm down to collab with, like, anyone as long as they're authentic. But yeah. I think it's harder to, like, weed those people out nowadays. Yeah. And I think people are just more protective of their channel, which totally makes 100%. Sense.
Okay, so let's fast forward to now. Mm-hmm. So you went to FITM, you did mm-hmm. digital media. Digital media is basically like production and post-production for film and TV, for those right. that are wondering, and digital. What's your game plan now?
That's a great question. I'm like trying to figure it out.
Because you have this YouTube background, you right. have like the traditional, like you have the degree. Do you want to work for a big network or studio? Do you see yourself working for someone? Do you want to be your own boss and be an influencer? Like, what do you think?
I think that's like a really good question. I think it's hard. Like, I'm pretty flexible. I don't think I like necessarily have like a dream of like, I want to work for like,
you know,
Universal
like a dream
or something. Yeah. Like, I mean, if that happened, that'd be amazing. But I guess that's not really like my set plan. Honestly, like ideally would be to just thrive in cinematography. I just really
you're
like
really good at the camera.
Thanks. I like storytelling. Honestly, any part of like the filmmaking process is like something I love. So right now I'm pretty open and like flexible. As long as I get to do something like creative and something generally having to do with telling a story, or like honestly, even if I ventured into fashion, like that'd be awesome too.
Dude, do you know where goal. I can see you working?
Where?
BuzzFeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I could see you being like a junior producer and then producer.
I actually really a lot
because their producers. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, you're totally fine.
If I was a listener, I'd be like, oh, she's
gonna. No.
But their producers. I mean, if anyone from BuzzFeed's listening and I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but they literally like they come up with the concept, they record it, and they're sometimes in the video and they edit it.
That sounds
and
then, pretty. Up
and
my
then
alley.
They almost always go viral.
Yeah,
which is so sick, and it's very like leading edge, like cool girl vibe. Like it's not... It's very like we trust you. You do your own thing, which I could see you doing.
I love that idea actually, because I use a lot of BuzzFeed videos as like inspo, yeah. and I haven't necessarily been producing my own content, but I kind of have like an archive of like different things that I take inspiration from, or like ways I'd like to like mm-hmm. set my videos up. And that's actually one of them is kind of like these short, like maybe 2 minute, like kind of snappy, quick yeah. videos.
Yeah, you should do it. You should do that.
I'm sure that
if you had to guess. Okay, so I just put a company name to you. Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, like, where you see me, what you see me doing, what would you say?
Ooh, I feel like you would work at, like, I kind of see you at, like, NBC or something. Like
yeah, that. I know.
Do you not like that answer?
No, I like that. It's I just, like, I'm not surprised.
Or, like, a Hulu or something like that.
Yeah, I see that, too.
Yeah. I think...
Why? Just for people that, like, don't really know me that well, or maybe know me through, like, Instagram, why do you
I definitely
that?
See you being, like, on the... producing side. Yeah, I feel like same. You're like really organized. I'm so unorganized, like really unorganized. I feel like you can like roll with the punches, but I feel like you can be like very like, I feel like you would come in and like demand a room, but like in a good way, like a non-bitchy way, like straight girl boss. Just yeah, like you yeah. do this, you need it. Like, I'm going to come in here and fix that. This, like whip you guys all into shape. Uh-huh. But like, you wouldn't be like hated for it. I think people uh-huh. would like respect you.
Well, it's weird because I would consider myself a hybrid okay. of in the middle of digital and traditional because I love both.
Yeah.
And I don't mind work. Like I love the idea of working for like a really big corporate company because it sounds like adult college to me.
Yeah, that's so and that, you.
But like, yeah. And yeah. I like love being around people and talking to people. And like, even if they're not in my department, like I can see myself making friends. Like, I don't know. That sounds like very me. I definitely want a job where like I'm always working with different people.
I kind of like see you as like Tina Fey in 30 Rock, but like more like boss bitch. Like maybe her mixed with like the blonde girl. What's her name? Like,
I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah.
That's funny. I'm gonna have to watch it now.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Have you been voting in the polls?
Yes.
Like for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are your favorite type of polls?
I love getting guys' insight through your polls.
Got it.
Because there's always things that I'm wondering. I think that like my girlfriends are wondering, and I know that you have like a good following of both guys and girls.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool to kind of see like the majority of what people think. And I can be pretty surprised by like people's responses.
Same. I really wish I could search who votes. Like I wish I could search who views my stories because.
Well, you just have like
yeah. Because I hate scrolling through.
Right.
Because I mean, who doesn't like look at like if a certain person views their story?
Oh, I definitely do. But I also only have like I probably get like 150 to like max like 200 views on a story. So I'm not scrolling through like 2,000.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
It gets a lot. Let's just go ahead and get into the polls because
sounds good.
Why not? Do you care if a girl shaves her legs every day?
Okay, the reason why I asked this is because I'm like really lazy when it comes to stuff like that. I'm honestly not like
same.
Super, super lazy, but
no, it's a pain. Okay, guys, listen up. It's a pain in the butt.
It's like a lot of work.
It's horrible. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
First of all, like in the wintertime, my legs are out.
Right.
Really.
Right.
I mean, it feels amazing when they are shaved
right.
and like smooth and smell like coconuts, but. Right.
But I guess the thing is like, is there pressure to keep that like beautiful, silky, smooth, like
yeah.
it doesn't sway the way that they look at you? Cause I think the biggest thing is like, it can be perceived as like, oh, like they're dirty or like they don't like keep
got it.
Up with
yeah,
themselves.
Like personal hygiene. Kinda.
Right. And like, obviously like guys are gonna like to feel a smooth
yeah.
leg, but does it like bother them?
Oh yeah,
don't?
For sure. If
That's
I'm like,
my question.
If I'm about to go to like a baseball game with a guy and I'm wearing shorts, like for sure my legs are gonna be shaved and
right,
smooth
but say
and silky.
Say a guy just hits you up and he's like, hey, you want to hang out? And you're like interested in him, and like there's a possibility he's gonna feel your legs. Like,
oh, I shave them.
Oh, see, like it depends. Like I do or I don't.
Really?
Like, I
mean, if
depends.
I've even if it's like I have been running around my house before with like no pants on, trying to get my like shaven on
really?
My yeah, like my legs need to be shaved.
See, like I guess that's like why I asked the question because it's like, do they care? Like that much. Like I know that their preference is probably like yes,
yeah.
but does it change? Like, are you gonna not uh-huh. be into them if like the guy feels your leg and it's like a little prickly?
No, I think that's stupid.
Well, the thing is, like, I am Jewish. I have like really thick hair. Like I do, and so like my hair, like on my legs, like it grows back like super
yeah.
super quick.
Uh-huh.
So like I guess.
Well,
that's
it. I actually thought it was a really interesting question. 18% said yes, they would care. 82% said they wouldn't care.
All right, cool. Then my man's out there.
Shout out. Yes, let's go off. Okay, I'll give you all the guys' numbers that voted. No.
Okay, perfect. I have hairy legs for days, guys.
Do you care about girls' fashion sense?
Well, I'm going to...
So this is, like, technically for guys.
Right. Okay, I'm going to... Should
say?
I answer it, like, for
yeah.
guys then? I definitely, like... Okay, here's the thing. I'd say if you get along with them, like, a lot in every other aspect, but, like, their fashion sense is, like, very, like, bleh. Like, I think that's changeable. I definitely would change them, though. Like...
Oh, I want to say I gave, like, someone that I dated the best glow up of their life, but, like, I don't want to, like, put them down like that.
But, like, but honestly, did. Guys in general, like,
I really helped
them I don't out. Think that's, like, their niche. Like, I don't, and some
I
guys,
don't expect them to.
Right. Yeah. Some guys are, like.
So, yeah, I did give them a great glow.
Right. Then you gave them a good glow up. But, like, I've done that in the past. I know other girls that have. And, like, I think sometimes they just don't know what to do and they don't really care.
That's why. Do you ever notice this? Like, you don't even think about dating a guy, and then when they get a girlfriend, you're like, dang, they're hot.
Yes.
Yeah. It's but like, no wonder, because the girl, like, helps them out a lot.
Yeah. And you know what's actually funny is, like, I'm reading this book. You would love it. It's what called it? Love Factually.
And Love Factually?
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, all about the science.
We love a good pun.
It's, like, all about the science behind, like, what mainly, like, so guys like and stuff. And, yeah, you'd really like it. And, like, creating competition for, like, anybody is, like, very good, and it makes them, like, feel sought after. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever, like, been in this situation where, like, a guy's into you and you're kind of like, whatever, and then, like, another girl will show them interest and you're like,
oh,
wait,
yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
get, like, really, like, wait, I kind of like them. I want them to, like,
yeah, we love
me.
A little
like,
chase.
Yeah, we love a little chase. We love a little competition, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you say you'd care about the girl, though?
I'd
what would you vote?
Because a guy can't really change a girl's.
Yeah.
I mean, he can.
So what would you?
I'd say I care.
Yeah, I would say if I were a guy, yeah, I would care because I don't want a guy that has better fashion sense than me.
Totally.
I don't know if that's weird to say.
Yeah.
Yes, 66% said yes.
Yeah.
34% said no. What's your personal preference, skinny or curvy?
See, I like this question because.
This is a really good question.
I think that, like, and. I'm, like, gonna disclose by saying, like, all, like, bodies are super beautiful and, like, have their own.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, if you're skinny, you're not attractive. I think it's just been so, like, drilled in our heads that, like, unless you are a size zero, like,
yeah.
you don't have, like, a beautiful body mm-hmm. type. So I've been kind of noticing, like, with, like, celebrities like Rihanna and, like, Selena Gomez and, like, these people have, like,
I know.
Been putting on, like, a little bit more weight and, like, they're getting all these
well, no,
comments,
it's not even that. They just look normal.
I think that they look great. I think that
yeah.
they look better than they have. They just look more comfortable to me. Like you said, they look normal.
Yeah.
They don't look,
they
like,
look like normal people.
Right. And so I was just kind
of... Instead of, like, an unachievable... Not to say that that's bad, because
right.
by all means, like, I have, like, stunning curvy friends and stunning skinny friends.
Same.
Some skinny legends.
Yeah, we've got some skinny legends in the
some
bag.
Skinny legends.
So, I think it's becoming more normalized to, like, have a little bit more meat on your bones
uh-huh.
and that also be looked at as, like, beautiful, whereas before it might have been more of, like, a gray area, I'd
got
say,
it.
You know?
So, what would you say
I'd
curvy?
Say curvy because I really like the kind of trend that's kicking in now that's like, oh, you got more? Like, we love it. Like,
yeah.
rather than, like, oh, like, that's bad.
I'm here for that, too. I'm gonna agree with you.
Cool.
But we love some skinny legends.
Of course. Always love skinny
39%
legends.
Said skinny. 61% said
Ooh,
curvy.
Oh, yeah. See, progress.
Isn't that sick? I want to see the, like, type of the gender that is.
Yeah.
Voting.
Yeah, let's see.
So skinny, a lot of girls.
Okay.
Literally only 5 guys said skinny.
See?
The rest were girls.
See, I feel like it's interesting, too, because I think as girls, we think that, oh, guys are only going to like us if we're super skinny. And girls that are skinny, like, guys still like you guys, too. But I think it's interesting to, like, kind of see that, like,
yeah,
their preference might not be what you think it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, way more guys are voting curvy. This is crazy.
Right?
Wow, I'm actually really shocked.
That's
this is making me,
like,
feel so good.
No, that's actually one of the questions I've been wanting to know for so long. So when you asked me to, like, be on the pod, I was like, I have to throw this one in because I think it's really interesting.
Whoa, like, hot guys are voting curvy.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. Like, well, like, Taylor, it's like we're so programmed to think, like,
yeah!
oh, obviously, like, that
I'm
would just,
like,
be their preference.
I'm
but
shook.
Now it's like, all right, eat your carbs, girls. Like,
that's so funny. Okay.
I actually have a guy to, I said something like, I'm not like an insecure girl, but you know, if we have like a lot of pizza that day or something, we're kind of like,
yeah.
I said something, I was like, I need to cut down on the carbs. Or I don't know. I was like, I love carbs, maybe a little too much. And he said something like, if you liked them any less, I'd be mad at you. And I was like,
oh, that's cute.
It was really cute.
That's cute. A plus for him.
Yes.
Have dating apps ruined the future of romance?
I think for sure.
Really, why?
I think there's so many people. It's so accessible to people that, like, we're treating people like a human, like, vending machine now.
Whoa.
You know? Because I find it with myself when I'm talking to guys, like, it's so disposable. Like, if it's not, if it doesn't click right away, it's kind of like, whatever. Yeah. And even if it does click right away, you kind of have some time to sit on it. It's kind of like a chore to, like, check your app and, like, keep up and, like... I don't know. It's just, I don't think there's like the same, you know, what's interesting though, is I was thinking about it and cause I was listening to your podcast, like about dating and stuff. And like,
which one was it?
The last one, the look.
Oh, okay. With my friends from kindergarten. Yeah. Got it.
So,
giving the look.
We're talking about like, is like the age of like romance dead? Like,
oh yeah.
Know, like taking a girl to dinner. What I will say though about dating apps is it seems to be more like, let's go out on a date.
Yes.
And like, let's go get dinner, drinks or something.
Agreed.
But then if I meet guys like in real life and it's more like, let's hang out.
Yeah.
But
so true.
Yeah. So it could go both ways, but I definitely think it's kind of turned it into this like, oh, well, there's another girl. Like,
I agree. I'll like be swiping or whatever, and I'm like, oh, there's better. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. But if you were to run into one of those guys at the bar or like out or at like Whole Foods and he starts talking, you might have a completely different like,
view. You're so right.
Than just like, oh, well, there's hotter guys on this app or like whatever it
is. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. I do think, though, in LA especially, it's a great form to meet people.
Absolutely.
I just need to be more ballsy with like actually meeting them in person.
I agree. I think it's definitely like a somewhat of a chore though. Like not necessarily a bad chore, but it takes time.
It takes time and I don't have time for it right now. So whatever. 66% said yes, it's ruined the future of romance.
Okay.
34% said no. By the way, a lot of people in the Midwest, most of my followers are from the Midwest, they don't use dating apps. It's only like a big city thing.
Well, I mean, which I prefer that, but
I understand.
Like,
yeah.
I get both.
Do you judge people based off their online presence?
I want you to answer that first. I'm curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, for sure. I think
I think it's really weird when people aren't at least somewhat similar to what they are online in person.
I agree.
That like trips me out when I meet someone who's like so fun and exciting, like in their Insta stories, and then I meet them and they're totally horrible in person. I'm like, what?
No, I totally get that. I think for me, it's like, I try to reserve judgment because I think as somebody who kind of like grew up, like putting themselves out on the internet, like that was definitely me. I wasn't like not being truthful to myself by any means, but like, I swear any single person that's like saw my videos and then met me, they're like, you're like nothing like how you are in your videos.
What?
I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, you sound different. Like, but cause I'm not as like, hi guys, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Like, you know, so I don't know. I try to reserve judgment. I think we all make somewhat of assumptions, but, yeah, I mean,
well, okay. I do have a lot of explaining to do. So I do judge people based on their social media because, I mean, your social media is kind of like your live diary in
absolutely.
A way. You know, it's kind of like, yo, look what I did this weekend. Look what I did last weekend.
Look what
I Drake
into,
concert.
What
yeah.
music I'm
it's like,
to.
Creep on me and you find out me.
Totally.
Kinda,
mm-hmm.
Right? But I do also understand the having like the on camera vibe because I'm the same way. I like get on my ring light. I'm like, hey guys, blah, blah, blah. I'm also kind of like that in person.
Yes.
I don't know if maybe that's just me saying that.
No.
Probably.
You're definitely
some.
Like, I mean, you might hype it up like 2% for like a video, but it's not much different.
But so with that being said, I do understand the being on camera that because being on camera, of course you want to be like appealing and happy and blah, blah, blah.
You but I am. You're entertaining.
Yeah. You know? Well, I don't like, it's not like I'm walking around like the streets of LA being like, hey guys,
right,
welcome
right.
back to my channel. Make sure you subscribe.
Exactly. I mean, we could do that, but God knows what happened.
Yeah. So it's not like I'm doing that. And I understand of being like on camera, off camera. I understand like the hype of when the camera turns on, you know, playing your part.
Right.
But at the same time, I only judge them if it's like completely different. I'm like,
I totally
whoa, that trips me out. But if you're like just a little more calm and like a little less energized, totally. I'm the same way.
Well, I definitely like, there's definitely people though that I've seen on Instagram that like seem to be like, I'm not gonna like name any names, but I know some like really big YouTubers and like Instagram people that like make it seem like, oh, I'm such a good person, I'm really kind-hearted, like I care about this stuff, and they're like absolute bullies and really, really mean girls in real life. So that's also where
and it's that could be like in any profession or anyone in the world.
Oh, totally, absolutely. So it's like that's also kind of where it's like kind of reserving judgment, I guess, a little bit.
It's really dissatisfying when you look up to someone online and you think their Instagram's so dope and, like, you follow their stories and, like, know their dog's name and their brother and blah, 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 blah. And then when you meet them in person, it's like, oh, you know, they were really rude. But I understand that, too, because not everyone's, like, on their A game.
Right.
But what I was trying to say is just that it's made me try and be even more authentic.
Totally.
Online, because I don't want someone to get that same reaction that I've felt before.
I can relate a lot.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, but I do, like, sometimes if I'm about to do a story and, like, I have my ring light out, like, I'll go and put, like, more concealer on or stuff like that.
I think that's natural for anybody, though.
Like, I'll go put my lip gloss on or, you know, make sure if I have, like, acne, I'll, like, try and cover it up, you know?
Well, I think that's, like, that's with anything. I think that's, like, if you're Snapchatting, like, a guy you have a really big crush on, like, you'll probably, like,
you care more
spruce
than,
up a little bit more. Right. So, I think if you're, like, broadcasting, I think it's like,
but I do normal. Like sometimes I actually a lot of times I try and like not use a filter and not have makeup so that people when they see me in person it's like not like whoa what the heck you know. Same.
I think my biggest thing lately is like trying to promote people not using Facetune.
Oh yeah,
because I like
I've never been a Facetune girl.
I was like a little bit, never like a ton, but I think it's natural to be like my arm looks a little big, I'm gonna pinch that in a little bit. But it's like just for anybody it's like, oh, I want to look really good, I want to present myself a certain way. But I think the biggest issue with that is like setting a standard of like we're supposed to be changing, like we're supposed to like look the best all the time, like we're never supposed to have a pimple on our face. And like I'm not saying like, oh, never edit your pictures or anything, I just think like reshaping your body, like do you follow the account Celeb Face?
No.
Oh my god, you would love it.
What is it?
It's like every model's like before and after pictures ever.
Okay, I need to watch. Oh, I need to follow it.
You'd love it. Anybody out there that like feels insecure is like, oh my god, Bella Hadid is like so hot, which obviously she definitely is. I'm not saying she's not hot, but it's crazy because like you'll see like their before and after pictures and see how much they like change.
No way. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's it called again?
Celeb Face.
Celeb Face. Okay, I need to do that. I actually love it when like YouTubers and influencers and stuff post when they like have acne or they have like their Mario Badescu zit cream on. Like I love that because I do that too, and like we all get whatever blemishes,
right?
And, you know, we all have like our days where we just want to carve out or whatever.
Exactly.
It is,
so. I feel like the more human you can be on the internet now is like gonna win you like everything.
Agreed.
Because like with so much fakeness, like we need more like
and
connection.
Like it's funny because I like watching that more than like fake.
Me too.
You know? So anyway, 67% said yes, they judge people.
Okay.
And their online presence. 33% said no. I thought more people would say yes.
I think so too, but they also could be lying.
Yeah.
Or like, or maybe they're like me where they're like, I might judge you a little bit, but like not to a like extent.
What? So would you say you judge or no?
I'd say if I were to answer, I'd probably say no.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, peruse and, like, but I don't think it's, like, a stuck judgment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Just to go on, like, the whole people looking different thing, too. Mm-hmm. My friend and I, Kenzie, talk about this all the time. We were in Coachella VIP, which is, I know this is so LA of us, but VIP is basically where, like, all the big time celebrities are. Like, I saw Kardashians, I saw Hadids, I saw anyone and everyone, right? And they're in their natural habitat. Like, everyone's like drinking, like doing whatever drugs they're into. Like, you're watching like everyone, and there's really not like paparazzi, I would say.
Yeah.
It's just everyone's having a good time, right? And so I'm not kidding. Almost every celebrity that I saw, I could like see the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And it looked horrendous.
Yeah. It sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, if you want to change something, and I'm not going to, this is a whole other conversation. Yeah. If you want to change something in your whatever, go for it. I'm here for it. Like,
same.
If you have the money and you want to do it, it's your body. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so shocking to me. One, how many celebrities and stuff that I look to and compare my body to. Mm-hmm.
didn't look like that in person. It was tripping us out hard. We were like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good to like be in environments like that. And
it made me feel better about myself.
Also, then you definitely love this account Celeb Face. Because okay. It's kind of like doing that if like you don't have the luxury of like seeing all of them in their wild natural habitat. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Like it'll do like extreme close-ups on their face and like at events and like uh-huh. You see their pores and like where on their Instagram and stuff. Like the point is not to make them look ugly, it's just to show like the true side of like they don't look that much different than you, and if they do, it's probably because of surgery. Exactly. And like I'm with you, I'm like, if you've always hated your nose and you feel really insecure go about for it, and you have the money to do, go for it. But I do think that it it's hard to compare looks and things when mm-hmm. it's that most of those people weren't born that way.
Especially, okay, 22% said they think people are the same on and off of YouTube. 78% said no.
And I'd say that's like pretty accurate.
I would say no, and only because we all have like an on-camera face. Like literally anyone, if you're like, I always say like a doctor or nurse or lawyer, like those are my go-to. If you're that, like if a camera was on you, you would have your on-camera
totally.
Personality too. So
well, I mean, you even have like a doctor face when you're a doctor exactly. and then you go home and you're with your family. Yeah, it's different.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, no one is, I would say.
Yep.
Hickeys, hot or not? So funny.
Well, I guess the reason why I asked is because I obviously have a hickey right now.
Where?
Can I see it? Is it?
No, I don't.
Is it this side?
Oh yeah, I see.
I was like, it should be. I was like, don't see like,
it. Wait, that's so funny.
It is funny because like I didn't know I was gonna have one. I like kind of thought I might, but whatever.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
I think it's hot. I don't know. I think it's like. Not all the time, but I think it's like a little childish and kind of cute to like have a hickey. It's like I don't know.
That's so funny.
I think it's kind of cute. I was surprised that like, sorry, go ahead.
I would, oh God. I don't really have like a big opinion on this. I'm not right. gonna lie. I would like maybe, if I voted this, I'd say hot. But like, also I'm not one of those people that like would be walking around the streets with a ton of hickeys on my.
No, me either by any means. But I'd say like more like every now and then like a cute kind of cheeky like hickey is kind of cute, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Shout out hickeys.
Shout out hickeys.
19% said hot.
I'm shocked too.
Maybe people are lying.
Maybe they think it's like grody or something. I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people have like hickeys more than they don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like these people are acting like that's like such a rare thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather your partner dress up every day or be comfy?
I'd say like I would like a mix between both.
Same.
Like, I'd say comfy cute, not just, like, super sloppy comfy.
I'd like a nice happy medium. I'd agree. Yeah. 23% said dress up. 77% said comf.
Well, also, I want there to be, like, a time and a place to dress up.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's so fun, like, dressing up for events and stuff. But totally. When I'm at home, like, shout out Lululemon.
Yeah. But, like, I think, especially for girls, I think it's, like, kind of, like, we have, like, a good, like, comfy cute.
Yeah, agree.
Whereas guys
and athleisure's so hot right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you look at someone differently if they hook up on the first date?
I don't. I hope that guys don't. Do you?
Do I look at... Wait, is this... How do I explain it? So, like, if I just, like, saw two... If I was, like, looking on the outside of two people that had, like, hooked up on the first date. I mean, no.
But what about you?
Me?
Yeah.
It just kind of depends.
Right.
If a guy were texting me, like, for a long time and, like, we were, quote-unquote, a thing, and then the first time we met, like, it was, like, a hookup situation, I don't know.
So, okay, but say...
Because I've done a poll before that was... The reason why I'm second-guessing this is because I've done a poll before where it was, like, if the guy hooks up on you in the first date, he doesn't care about you, true or false. Mm-hmm. It was something like that. Mm-hmm. And I put true for that. But I do think, I talked about this with Allie on her podcast. What I said, and I think this is my final consensus, that I agree with that. However, if you weren't texting before and you just like hit it off that night and you had like no idea something was going to come for it, then no, I don't judge at all.
I guess that's kind of like my question or like, because I think... Especially, like, I don't know. For me, like, I don't go on dates with people and always hit it off with them.
Yeah.
And especially not to the point where I think it's, like, I'm even considering like sleeping with you. So I feel like if it happens, I don't know. Does a guy like think, oh, you're easy, or like you do this with everybody?
Yeah.
Or is it like,
I know.
Like, it's just what we had and like what we were doing, you know?
It's really weird.
Yeah. I've always like kind of wondered about that.
I even wonder what guys think. Oh, let's actually look. Because I always feel like I have a good sense of what girls think, but guys really shock me.
Well, and that's honestly where I'm more like wondering. Yeah.
Do you look at someone differently if they hook up on the first date? 37% said yes. 63% said no.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, some guys are saying yes, but not that many. It's mostly girls saying yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of girls, a lot of girls. I mean, more people said no in general. Yeah, wow. I would say no.
I'd say no too.
Okay, those were to wrap up your polls.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about, because I think it's funny and it's kind of relating to dating, and we don't have to talk about it if you don't want.
Oh,
but I think it's so funny what we did with the graham cracker.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay, what do you want to know about it?
Okay, so I'll set up the story and then you can take it away.
Okay.
So there's not really like an easy segue into this, but it has to do with dating and it has to do with juicy stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And us creating. So it kind of
manages. It flows.
Maybe we can wrap up with this.
Definitely.
So Paige came over. We were doing Halloween? Last year.
Yeah, last year.
We're doing like a Halloween pimped out photo shoot for the gram, right? So she comes over. I like have all these lights set up. She has all these props, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I may have you take a few photos of me. She takes like some bomb photos of me. I'm very happy with them. And then it's her turn to pose. And I'm behind the camera. So she brings graham crackers and marinara sauce and like a sponge and like soap. I'm like so confused. Like we're doing a Halloween shoot. And I'm like, Paige, what are you doing? Like, why are we, what are the graham crackers for, right? So you can take it away from here.
Okay. Long story short, interested in a guy, was trying to like kind of get his attention in somewhat of a creative way. I don't think we were like talking at the time.
You like had a thing for this guy and he had a thing for you.
Yeah.
And you had an inside joke.
Yeah. So like we were talking about such interesting, like kind of random things that I feel like you don't talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Like one of them was that he was saying like his roommate was like eating graham crackers with marinara sauce one day. Uh-huh. He like thought that was like the weirdest thing ever.
Well, yeah, it is.
It is the weirdest thing ever. But then he tried it and was kind of like, don't knock it until you try it. And like, I don't know, it was just like funny. And I knew that if he saw the picture, like he would think of me.
Yeah.
And so,
cause you kind of had this unspoken like love for each other.
Yeah.
So like so what she was planning on doing was taking a photo with the graham crackers and marinara sauce, which was like an inside joke between them, posting it on the gram, and then him obviously seeing it. And like, what did you want out of that?
I think I just kind of wanted like, I see you. Like, I'm trying to think of like what the motivation was at the time, because like that situation's played out and then
you're
come
definitely
back.
Like I mean, in the most like fun way, you were totally messing with his head.
Oh yeah.
But like I was here for it.
Yeah, but it was like in a fun kind of way that wasn't super direct, but it was direct enough that like no one else
was very innocent.
Yeah. I think it was just kind
and
of
funny.
Like it was like fun, funny, kind of like I'm still thinking about you, but like it's just kind of like playful. Like
yeah
I don't know.
That is hilarious. So you didn't end up posting them, right? Or did you?
Okay, I don't think I ever ended up getting them.
Are you serious?
You have them, yeah.
Still?
But
oh my god, I'm so sorry. You should post it.
I should post it. Please.
Wait, I need to find it. So basically, what we did in the photo shoot is she was like looking so sick in front of this like white wall, and she was like eating the graham cracker, and like the marinara sauce was like everywhere, and it was so sick.
It was like a sexy like graham cracker marinara like photo. She was pretty funny.
I swear it was like creative and fun. Like
no, it was definitely
weird.
Like no, it was definitely like creative and fun. It was very like PG-13. It was like appropriate, but it was like I definitely.
It was
think
like
you,
when Riverdale gets a little bit scandalous.
Literally, exactly. Like I'm sure you've never quite seen like a somewhat sexy shoot like this before, though.
Yeah. anyway, that's a hilarious story. I just wanted to include that because I think it's funny.
I'm going to say that this was fun as fuck.
Really?
I'm going to come back. Yeah.
Where can everyone find you to like hit you up, slide into your DMs because you're single?
Yes, okay. I'm single.
Slide in, boys.
Thanks, guys. Slide in at... it's Paige Norris, not just Paige Norris. It's Paige Norris.
N-O-R-R-I-S.
Yes. And then if you want to check out my YouTube channel that I haven't uploaded on in a while, but stay tuned because honestly, content might be coming sooner than you think.
It is. I'm going to make her.
Yeah, she's going to make me. But my channel
she's
is...
She's crazy not to.
Hearts and Halls, H-A-U-L-S.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Anything else? Any like particular boys you're into, like you would vibe with? What's a good opening statement for guys to DM?
Ooh, that's a good question. I honestly just love somebody being assertive. Like, you could literally say anything. I think, like, making a joke is always cute, or, like, commenting on something that's not your physical appearance is always really nice to me. Like, oh, like, you seem like you have a really cool taste in music, or, like, something like that. I like that more than just, like, you're hot. It's, like,
I'm really
I know.
Into when they reply to my story and, like, they start the conversation.
That, too. That's also a great way and, like, showing interest. Especially if, I think, like, a really good way is if I'm, like, oh, is anybody like down to watch spooky movies with me, or like something where I'm kind of like asking like a broad thing, like would anybody be interested in doing this? Like, I think that's a good way.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's like really a wrong way to slide in unless you're just being super vulgar and gross.
I love it. Please don't be vulgar, but please slide in because it's sick.
I'm always open to like people hitting me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, go follow Paige. She's amazing. She actually makes really cool content, has a poppin' Insta, and obviously subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for coming, Paige.
Thanks for having me.
Please be sure to subscribe on the podcast app. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, podcast app, anywhere, all the above. Rate, review, slide in my DMs, follow me on Instagram to vote in the polls because you guys make this podcast. So it's at Taylor_King. TAYL0R_King. Love you guys so much. Make someone's day. Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.